It's always a challenge to come up with fresh ways to fundraise for the arts. And with me is the guy who can do this, David Grabarkowitz, Artistic and General Director of El Paso Opera since 2009, here to talk about the 21 for 21 campaign.
Yes, thank you, Monica, for having me.
When did all this start, the 21 bucks for 21 years fundraising campaign?
That's exactly right. You know, we figured that if everybody in El Paso sent in just $21 a year, the opera company would be fully funded, as a matter of fact. But this actually started as a quinceañera campaign, a 15 for 15 campaign, and has grown every year since.
And will continue to grow, obviously, which is smart because it's,
yeah. I won't be here for that one.
Yes, well, yes. You'll be a tired man by that point in time. Now, what do we get for our money? That's such a silly question because just one performance and you've so far exceeded 21 bucks. It's ridiculous. So I'll assume we can add zeros to that number and make it 210 if someone should wish.
Absolutely. You know, we actually have a program where you can donate $21 a month by calling in. And
sweet,
then once a month, we bill your credit card for $21.
That sounds familiar. Yes.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, go figure that on National Public Radio. But, you know, we all need support. But what we're proud about is being here for 21 years.
No kidding.
Providing over 200 jobs a year to local artisans. You know, we pay out. And that's part of keeping El Paso green and also keeping the art scene here thriving.
Yeah, people don't realize oftentimes that outfits like the opera have very generous tentacles that reach into the community and pump life into a lot of individual performers and technical people in different aspects of the economy. So very, very viable. What have you got coming up? You have kind of your kickoff performance.
We have something that's absolutely wonderful, Monica. 2 years ago, we were approached by an entity called Ballroom Marfa about participating in an avant-garde opera called Vitas Perfectus, Perfect Lives. This actually began as a BBC for television opera created in the 80s in English, Perfect Lives.
Ooh, nice.
A couple of years ago, the marvelous director, Alex Waterman, who's responsible for this production, met with Robert Ashley, the composer, who was famous from so many works in the 60s, 70s, and 80s that rode the edge of what opera could become, the idea of story through music. Vitas Perfectus is now performed in Spanish, all 7 episodes here in El Paso, but it's edgy, it's fun, it's punk, it's hip. We're performing it July 12th at 8 p.m., but not at the Opera House, at Tricky Falls, the Rock Club.
Oh, what fun.
Right. And then on the 13th at 5 p.m., Sunday the 13th at 5 p.m., it performs at the Museo de la Revolución in Juarez. And will be one of our second performance in Juarez this year.
Excellent. Oh, I think it's lovely. The cross-border cultural
Absolutely.
Exchanges are sweet. They just enliven things so very much. And these performances in Spanish, will there be any English translation, English subtitles for our non-Spanish speakers?
There'll be some sort of English explanation, but I've got to tell you, it's non-linear storytelling. This is a co-production with the Whitney Museum of Art. This version, Vitas Perfectus, opened at the Whitney Biennial in April 2014, so it has a really great pedigree and track record.
Mm-hmm.
But I said this is something you'd see at the Whitney or at the Walker Art Institute in Minneapolis. This is an art installation, and thinking about it as some sort of traditional OPERA misses the mark.
You're doing something non-traditional. I can't see it, David. I'm just kidding.
You'll have a blast. It's essentially a bungled bank robbery. Two guys in Marfa, Texas need to rob a bank, but only for 24 hours, then they're going to get the money back. Guess what? Things go wrong.
You think? Oh, that's okay. So we're going to get it English or Spanish. Then in fall, Opera Bhutan. This is just such a beautifully complex exchange that has set up between this campus here at UTEP and the Kingdom of Bhutan. And you've made the most of it with the opera.
Such an emotional and wonderful journey that Dr. Natalicio and the team of Opera Bhutan has brought me along with since we began talking it in 2010, unbelievably, to our first journey there as exploration in January 2012. What we're doing is we are recreating here as part of UTEP's 100th anniversary, August 30th, at the Don Haskins Center, recreation of the first ever Western opera performed in the Kingdom of Bhutan by UTEP.
And that's August the 30th at
the Don Haskins.
So
there will be no charge, and it's for absolutely everybody. Families should attend.
Oh, that's going to be absolutely fabulous.
It is utterly thrilling. A combination of Western opera and the exoticism of Bhutanese dance, and we're bringing over 10 Bhutanese performers to do it.
We have, of course, their grand stage, spring 2015 production will be coming. And
we'll announce that shortly.
Okay.
In between, we're starting the second year of one important program, the Children's Opera Workshop Young Star Program.
Oh,
and
nice.
Our new program called New Opera Workshop Now. This will be a new opera by a living composer performed in a staged reading. So we start to continue the idea that opera is a vital, today, art form.
Oh, yes, yes. I remember some of your stars mentioning that in rehearsal you had them speak their lines, looking into each other's eyes, and really, really pushing that that connection. So when you say it's a stage reading, to think that there's no spark happening on stage would be quite foolish. I think you managed to pull it out one way or another. So what else do we get for our $21, David?
Well, you know, what you get is the ability to say that you've got yourself an established, fortified opera theater company that's willing to produce not only for El Pasoans, but for Juarez, now in Marfa, and soon to be as much a part of the region as we possibly can, providing young people and seasoned artists with work and always the audiences with excitement upon excitement upon excitement.
And it's vitally important with El Paso's geographic isolation. Our arts are the arts for a vast area.
Yes.
And I really appreciate what you've done to spread the network there. My guest, David Grabarkiewicz, is artistic and general director of the El Paso Opera since 2009. And he's inviting you to be a part of the El Paso Opera fundraising campaign, $21 for 21 years in business. So this would be a great time. Call 581-5534 or go to epopera.org. Thank you so much, David, as always.
Thank you, Monica.